Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like spooky things.
Spooky things.
But we really, really like self-care for yourself. What did you do this week for self-care?
So today, actually, I went with my besties to the Brown Palace.
Ooh.
And we did the like tea thing.
Oh, that's fun.
It was really cool.
I know people do that during the holidays.
We wanted to go during the holidays, but it was like all booked up. So
oh, yeah. I think you have to do
it. Then we were like, okay, well, Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So it was really fun. We did tea time. We had like the little sandwiches and the scones
the fancy
and the cookies.
Things.
Yeah, it was amazing. And it's a beautiful hotel.
My sister stayed there for her 40th birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I thought it was awesome. She was like taking mirror selfies. I'm like, you know what? Live it up.
Yeah. It's a beautiful hotel. I'd never been inside like the actual like atrium part.
I want to stay there at some point.
Me too.
It'd be really cool. It's haunted.
It is.
Yeah. I know a new activity that's going to happen.
What'd you do?
I've been excited to tell you the story.
Okay.
So yesterday was Valentine's Day,
uh-huh.
And we went to Odyssey.
Ooh.
And it was amazing at Odyssey. But let me tell you, I got dinner and a show last night.
Oh.
So Keith and I are sitting there and we're like, and their food is so good. You've been to Odyssey.
Yeah.
So, and we like to go there every year for Valentine's Day. I don't know. It's just a thing we do. The drunkest woman I have ever seen.
Oh my God. I'm so excited.
Yeah. No, this was like my self-care. I needed this. Sat. So like there's some guy that's sitting like, and he's sitting by himself, and then his like wife or girlfriend or whatever comes.
Okay.
And like I see them switch spots. Guy bumps into our table, almost knocks our water over.
Uh-oh.
And I just like grab our water and he's like, sorry. And I'm like, no, you're totally fine. You're good. So his girlfriend is like so hammered.
Oh,
like
no.
Can't even handle it. Oh, I'll tell you what happens. And she's like, just switching spots. Like it's, he's sitting in the chair and I'm in the booth, you know, like Keith always is like, Kim gets the booth. I get the chair.
Yeah. I always get the booth. Duh.
Yeah.
I'm like, the girl.
What is this? 1984. Anyways. So she's just like, she looks at me and she's like, I just want to see the Godfather and the cat. And I'm like, okay, the Godfather and the cat. And
what,
at first,
what does that even mean?
I'll tell you. At first, I just thought she was fucking weird.
Okay, sure.
And then immediately, I'm an asshole. I notice she's drunk. I stop talking to her.
Okay.
Because I'm like, but
don't engage.
There's
don't engage.
A picture of the like the movie The Godfather, and he's holding a cat. And she just kept saying, The Godfather and the cat. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? It was so weird. So then the guy tries to continue talking to Keith. And he's like, so you guys, like.
Was he drunk too?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the guy's like, 10 years you're like first date, and Keith's like, we're married. And the guy's like, oh shit. And the girl's like, yeah, we should be married.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, oh my god,
uh-oh.
Or just something weird, like she was so hammered. So then Keith and I are enjoying our, like, don't get me wrong, but this was so much entertainment.
Oh,
like right
god.
Next to us, because I'm not gonna talk to somebody who's drunk.
No.
But they keep trying to talk to Keith, and Keith's like, yeah, anyways. And then like me and him are like looking at each other
like, please leave us alone.
And I loudly said, I text you. And Keith's like, that guy just fucking heard you. I was like, I don't care. And I texted Keith, wasted, with so many A's. And Keith like refused to look at it. He's like, I think that guy was insulted. I was like,
I don't care.
I don't. Oh no, I insulted the guy that like almost
probably
knocked our
won't
water
remember
over.
This.
So anyways, so this lady orders a bottle of rosé.
Uh-oh.
She goes, what's your cheapest rosé? I'll have that.
Uh-oh.
They come out and they're like, we actually don't let people order bottles. And I told Keith, I was
that's
like,
that's a lie.
Well, yeah, I was like, wouldn't it be funny if I stirred the pot by saying, me and him order a bottle of wine every time we come here? They were like, they wouldn't even give her a glass. They're like, we'll give you a taste of the rosé and that's it.
Yeah, because she's so drunk.
Yeah.
They're like, I think cutting her off but being polite about it.
I think they gave her like non-alcoholic champagne.
Sure.
Is what I think they did. So she drinks it. She knocks over an entire thing of water onto another couple.
Oh my God.
And they kicked him out.
Oh my God.
And I'm like,
I've never seen anyone get kicked out before.
Never. Never.
Whoa.
Drunkest person I've ever seen in my entire life.
Whoa.
So that was my self-care. It was hilarious. But I even like looked at a couple. I was like, did they spill water? And the girl's like, no, she didn't get me. I was just like, okay.
Wow.
Yeah. But it was.
Keep it together.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? This woman was like very much like older than us.
Oh.
Yeah. I was going to see The Godfather and the Cat. And I'm like, what is she even talking about?
Godfather and the Cat? What are you talking about?
So every so often I look at Keith and be like, I just want to see The Godfather and the Cat. And he's like, what? And then I pointed. I was like, oh, there's a picture of The Godfather and the Cat.
Now
like,
it's making sense.
Technically, she could have seen it from the chair, but okay.
So random.
Yeah, so that's how. I told Keith, I was like, this is weird shit. He's like, yeah, I never have had so much weird shit happen. Like, weird shit follows me. So, I don't know.
Bizarre.
Thought you'd enjoy the Godfather and the Cat story. So what are you going to tell me about this week?
So this week, I'm going to tell you about the ghosts of the Brown Palace Hotel.
What? Okay, that's weird. Were you like, oh.
I was like, it is haunted.
Yes. Want to know how I know?
Want to know how I know? Because I researched it.
Ah, okay, go.
Okay, so the Brown Palace opened its doors in 1892. It was founded by Henry Cortez Brown. Obviously, Mr. Brown.
I mean, makes sense.
A man who started out as a carpenter, and then he became a real estate, like, mogul, whatever.
It happens.
He had come to stay in Denver in 1860, and originally it was just supposed to be like they were stopping over on their way to California, but his wife was like, oh my God, I love it here, we're staying. And so they stayed.
Much like everyone else.
Yeah, and he was like, I will listen to my wife. She wears the pants.
And as she should.
It's said that Brown built the hotel after he was turned away from the Windsor Hotel. Due to those how he was dressed.
Dicks.
Guess how he was dressed.
Okay, so this is like, I'm just going to go with like the equivalent of today, cargo pants. Cargo pants. Crocs.
He was dressed like a cowboy.
Okay.
And they were like, oh, so you can't stay here. And he was like, you know what? I'm rich.
I don't want to stay here. You know what
I'm going to do? I'm going to build a better hotel. How about that? How about that, Windsor?
He did.
And then he did.
Where's the Windsor located?
I have no idea.
Okay. I'm just like, the Windsor.
I just thought it was funny out of spite, was like, yeah, fuck you. I'll open my own hotel.
Does he have the spite that 50 Cent has for Diddy?
You know, 50 Cent is a cancer. And let me just say,
I love him.
Fuck with a cancer.
I'm just saying, like, yeah, he has spite probably, but not like 50 Cent.
No.
Yeah.
So anyways, he built this beautiful hotel. It's like that triangular shaped hotel on 17th and Broadway.
I've driven past it.
Yeah. We all know it from Denver. If you don't know it, look it up.
Get the fuck out. No. Just kidding.
You're dumb. No, but it's like a really, really beautiful hotel. So travelers immediately were like, oh my God, this is amazing, because it was luxurious.
Do they have parking there? I'm always curious about that. Or
I don't. Not that I'm aware of. We Ubered down there because I hate driving downtown.
Oh, yeah. It stresses me out. Shutters.
So it has Italian Renaissance style decor, and it's constructed of Colorado red granite and Arizona sandstone.
Ooh.
So it's like fancy, fancy. It's even like the interior of the hotel was built entirely without wood. So instead, it's all like a terracotta, which is fireproof.
I was about to say, was it for, because I know that was like fires were really an issue there.
So it was the second ever fireproof building in the United States, which is kind of fun.
Have they had fun almost fact. Fires there?
I don't know, but it's been standing ever since. So that's like awesome. It never closed down, even during like renovations and stuff. It's
always been open. I was wondering if they had like a building burn next to them and it's like,
I think it was just like a precaution because they're probably spending like so much fucking money on it that they were like, yeah, this can't burn down.
Spite money.
Fuck you, Windsor. So, okay. I just had to give you like that background information because it's amazing. Also, it has 400 rooms. So it's like a big place. And
that's where like presidents stay when they come
like,
to town.
Yeah, like rich people stay there. Like the Beatles stayed there. Like a whole bunch of, you know, hoity-toity people.
I mean, why not?
Yeah. So when it finally opened, it cost $1.6 million to build. And that's in like 1892 money.
Do you have for today? Or
I
no?
don't. Okay. I should have done that.
You know,
figure
what?
It out. Give it a goog.
you out there, let us know.
Okay, so I'm gonna get to the key like haunted areas and stuff.
Okay.
Okay. So first off, we've got room 904.
I was gonna say, is it rooms or is it like? Common areas.
This one is a room, and then there's like some common areas, and then there's like just like random ghosts. So
it happens
in room 904. This one is like super known for being haunted because it was formerly occupied by a socialite. The Queen of Denver is what they used to call her.
Okay.
Louise Crawford Hill. So she resided at the Brown Palace Hotel from 1940 to 1955 when she died.
Oh damn, that's a while. Okay.
Yeah.
It's like Queen of Denver.
Queen of Denver.
Doubt it.
Go on. And what's kind of like juicy about her, I've got some hot goss on her. It was rumored that she was having an affair. This is like before she lived there, but like the whole thing is like, oh, she was a heartbroken lady, blah, blah, blah. You know, that
they found
story.
Her in a white dress.
Yeah. So basically, it was rumored that she was having an affair with a mining investor and engineer, and his name was Bulkley Wells. Like, terrible name.
Oh, Bulkley.
Bulkley. Mm-hmm. It's not cute.
It's not even like one of those names where you're like, yeah, didn't make a resurgence. Wonder why.
Yeah. So, but she was married to Crawford Hill. As this was happening, you know, those affairs do happen.
Yep.
But it was kind of weird because they were like this like trio of socialites and they always hung out together.
So the three of them hung out?
The three of them hung out.
So how did he not catch and on like, that maybe they were lingering a little bit?
I think he knew and just kind of like turned a blind eye. And I think they had like investments together. Like there's some money that perhaps was tied up between them. Like, It's interesting because like no one really knows like,
so
like what is this relationship.
A cook.
It's weird.
Potentially,
like he's like a family friend, but also there would be like rumors that at the Denver Country Club, like Louise and Bulkley would like just disappear.
They play
and
racket
go upstairs
ball,
and like
and they'd
be
linger.
Gone for like an hour and then they'd come back.
An hour, good for them.
You know, sometimes you need a longie, and so. They're just like this weird like trio of friends that are like always together, but it was like confusing sometimes. Like, wait, is she with him or him? Because there was like one time where there was like a costume party and like Louise was dressed as like a mermaid and Bulkley was dressed as like the sailor. And then Crawford's costume was like nothing relevant to that. So people were like, wait, what?
That would make me feel weird. Like
awkward.
Granted, my birthday's Halloween, so keep that in mind.
But like that would
Heath
be like
doing a couple's costume
with someone
rain.
Else. Weird.
Now I'm mad, and it hasn't
now
even
I'm
happened.
Mad, and it's not even real.
It's like when he's mean in my dreams. Right? Like, where do you get off?
So Crawford was kind of like I said, he just seemed to kind of like turn a blind eye
Except
to this. He's sort
it,
of like. He like would like kind of fade into the background, and like Louise and Bulkley were like the glamorous, like kind of they were the show. They were like the life of the party.
Why weren't they together then?
I don't know.
Okay.
Because she was already married, I guess. I don't know. But it was weird.
That is weird. That's really
so,
weird.
Okay. It's just a, and then here's some other juicy goss. So
I want it all.
In the like Crawford Hill home that like Crawford and Louise shared together, they had a life-size portrait of Bulkley that was displayed in the entryway of the home. And then Crawford's smaller head-only portrait was hung beside it. Fucking weird.
I love my friends. I think they were my friends so much. I think so.
They're a throuple.
Because I wouldn't have a large picture of one of my friends.
No.
Though I was going to ask if they were a throuple.
Throuple is what is my guess. I don't know.
Allegedly. Well, at that time, nowadays, it's like, oh, they're a throuple. Cool.
Yeah, like what, do you?
What are we eating for dinner? Yeah. But like then, but it was like then, really, clutch my pearls.
So apparently when Crawford Hill died in 1922, everyone was like, well, now like Louise and Bulkley are going to like get together because Crawford's dead. Like,
obviously.
It seems like the obvious next move.
Yeah.
However, Bulkley married a woman 25 years his junior. Senior? No.
She was younger. Junior. Yeah. I know sometimes the wording you're
like.
Yeah,
and I was like, wait.
Like, wait, am I stupid? Am I talking about her or him? Yeah. No, I saw that.
Was 25 years younger than him, and he just like married her a year later.
Okay, can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
Was he good looking though? Even though he had a terrible name?
No. I mean, maybe for 1892 standards.
Yeah. Well, because we've seen the movies where there's heartthrobs and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I guess. Yeah.
He had money, so there's that. Yeah.
Fine. So anyways, Louise was like devastated because one, her husband died. And then two, her side piece just like fucking married some younger little lady.
I don't have a side piece.
But if I did, I'd be pissed.
I think I'd be, I think.
Rude.
Like, it's not cool that she had a side piece. Yeah. But like, okay, so now that I'm single, now that I'm not available.
Yeah. You're just like, anyways, bye.
Now I'm mad.
Yeah.
On her behalf.
Exactly. So this is supposedly the like great heartbreak of her life. That is like,
okay,
why we think that she is lingering in the Brown Palace, because when she moved there in her older years, which was 1940 to 1955, when she ended up dying, it was said that she was just kind of like reclusive. Like she just kind of kept herself and like whatever.
That's kind of
sad. So she's like sad.
Yeah. That actually makes me sad for her.
So the story of this lost love became part of the like hotel's guided tours.
Yeah.
So they would like always tell this story on the tour. And at one time, like long after her death, on the 9th floor, it was being renovated. And the phone lines were gutted out of room 904, as they were from like every other room.
Yeah.
But strangely, calls were still coming to the lobby.
I was going to ask, room 904. Were calls still happening?
And they would answer, and it would just be static.
Okay. I was going to say, creepy. Do you wonder if maybe like there was like just something like with the electricity?
Perhaps. I mean, they say that sometimes like it's like all the electricity and the energy left over, right?
Like, yeah. Yeah. I was just wondering if like maybe the I don't know. They didn't do a good job. But why is it coming
only from her room?
It's weird.
So they were kind of like,
cry.
Maybe she's pissed. And yeah. So they stopped telling her story on the tour and the call stopped.
Oh, sad.
I know. So it's said that Louise.
Can we go on a tour and I'll be like, what about Louise?
What about her?
My ghost name is Louise.
Oh.
Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Weird.
That's weird that I just now registered. Guys, my house is haunted by a ghost named Louise.
Have you heard from her lately?
No, not lately.
Okay.
But Corey told us. She's like, yeah. I think. And then like Corey was like, went in the basement. She's like, hi, Louise. Because I told her that's where it first happened. So I was like, thanks, Corey. We have a name.
Nice.
But maybe since she has a name, she feels respected and doesn't feel the need to act up.
Perhaps.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. But evidently this Louise was like,
sometimes you have a ghost named Louise.
Not happy about people telling the hot goss about her, like even after her death.
Well, you told me about Bridgerton, about like how people don't like when they're the hot goss.
So. Right.
I mean, I get it.
No one likes to be the
yeah
the story of the hot goss.
Yeah. You know? Me, I'd be like, keep my name out of your mouth. And then keep somebody's like, do you want to hear goss? And I'm like, yeah, continue.
Duh.
Yeah.
What kind of question is that? Okay. Then in the main dining room, which used to be called the San Marco room.
Were you in the main dining room?
Yes.
Okay.
It's gorgeous.
I'm not.
Yeah.
Color me out surprised.
So in this room, the main like dining room, big bands used to play and it was like a whole like, you know.
I love that.
The swinging bands and, you know, all the fun music. And obviously that eventually like kind of went out of style and,
oh, yeah.
And people didn't.
They brought in dubstep.
They're just like.
I just imagine them going from big bands for, like, to dubstep. Yeah. Overnight.
So, yeah, that kind of entertainment like wasn't booked anymore.
Yeah. I mean, times change.
Yeah.
So,
and so this story is specifically about a hotel employee. So one night he came in to check on what should have been an empty dining room. Okay. And was surprised to be greeted by a string quartet. And they were rehearsing, they were getting ready for, I guess they were thinking like the dinner crowd. And he was like, we don't have anyone on the schedule for live music tonight. Like, what?
Okay, so I was so he did find it weird.
Yeah, like, this is, who are you? Why are you here? And they were like, shush, 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 shut the fuck up. And they told him, don't worry about us, we live here. Terrifying.
Get the fuck out of my house. Don't we live here? According to whom?
So creepy.
According to whom?
Yeah.
Did they disappear after that?
Yes. And so he was freaked out.
I don't like that.
As you would be.
Like, yeah, I would.
What?
Relax. We live here. Says who?
Goodbye.
Yeah. Immediately. I'm leaving.
No. I'll see myself out. So
I am jobless.
That's another like notorious one is the string quartet. Like people will see them and they'll hear the music. Yeah. And
I mean, it's worse.
I mean, it's cool.
I would like if you had to hear phantom music,
they're just jamming.
Quartet,
you know?
Is terrifying, but pretty.
Yeah.
So, they're just jamming.
They're just jamming, dude. Don't mess up the jam.
Okay. Don't kill my job.
Then there is a railroad conductor who appears. So The hotel once had like a railroad ticket office on the property because people love trains and that was how they traveled.
Yeah.
And nowadays that ticket counter, according to a source, says that it's an airline ticket place where I'm also kind of like, why would anyone, like, you can just book your own fucking tickets. Like, it's not the 80s.
Okay, here's what I'm going to say. Have you talked to anyone that was born before 1972? Because they like to actually physically talk to somebody before.
That's true.
As I'm like, I get it. I don't want to talk to anyone. So maybe
it is an airline ticket.
So maybe.
Like, it seems weird.
But you can't tell me they get a lot of
business. But also, like, it's a really nice hotel. So, like, they probably have a really nice, like,
rich people who are a little helpless.
Service. And, like, they book things for you. Which, whatever. Anyways.
You can't tell me
it's
busy.
Not a railroad ticket stand anymore. And so people will see this apparition of a man dressed in a dark vintage train conductor uniform, like the hat and all. And he's just kind of like lollygagging around. And then he just disappears into a wall. And they're like, ah!
What? I'm just thinking of Harry Potter, you know, like where they just disappear into the wall. Yeah, I'd be maybe. Like, is that station 9 3/4 or whatever the fuck it is in Harry Potter?
Perhaps.
That would weird me out so much.
Yeah. And like how creepy.
Clearly I need to stop drinking.
I'm going back to my room. So that one's just kind of creepy. He doesn't like say anything. He doesn't really like do anything. He just kind of like appears and then disappears into a wall. There's also a smiling waiter who appears in the elevator. And he's wearing like his full on like waiter uniform. So sometimes people don't really like think anything of it because they're like, it's just like a waiter.
He's probably just smiling because he's happy.
Smiling is his favorite. And so.
Too good.
So some people pay no mind, but the people who are lucky enough to witness him disappear into thin air.
I wouldn't say lucky.
It's about perspective. I would be so
stoked. They would disappear?
The waiter disappears.
Oh, I thought you said they would disappear.
Oh, no. Like, he disappears.
I was about to say, Danae, do we need to, like,
are you good?
We need to talk about mental health check. That's what I was like, hold up.
Yeah, no. So they'll be like in the elevator riding up with this dude who's just like, oh, I'm smiling. And then he just disappears.
If that happened, I would bring that up all the time.
Yeah.
We'd be like having a serious conversation.
See, I think that as a witness, that's a lucky witness. Like, okay, I would love to see that.
Yeah. I would bring it up all the time, though. We'd be like having a serious conversation. Like, so like, I'd be like, hey, do you remember when we were in the elevator? You'd be like, you got to let it go, Kim.
But so he kind of seems to be like a, like, kind of like trickster energy.
I don't know if I like the trickster energy.
Because he likes to like smile at people and then just like disappear and then probably laugh as they freak out.
Okay. I like kind trickster. I'm like, are they hiding stuff? I have a trickster ghost. It's not cute.
Yeah. No, I think he just likes to watch people freak out. Fair. If I was a ghost, I would fuck with people all the time.
Yeah, actually.
Like, yeah.
I'd probably do it to kids. So, because like the parents wouldn't believe them. Oh my God. I know. I'm a ghost and I'm evil.
Okay.
Because their parents would be like, you probably thought about that, you know?
Yeah. They're like, yeah. Liar. And you're like,
yeah, I'm a ghost at that point. I have no empathy.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. And then also on the 10th floor, there's like another trickster ghost this one's creepy, mimics people's voices.
I fucking hate it.
So, like, I think that is creepier. Like, to hear a voice of like who you think is your coworker and then they're not even on that floor and you're like, no, but you were talking to me, and they're like, I wasn't on that
floor. Because I don't think I could believe somebody. Like, I still feel like I'd be like, okay, it's not funny. Like, yeah. Stop messing with me.
So that one mimics people talking, and then also sometimes just like whistles, which is creepy. Like, I don't like that. And they don't really know like who that is, or
I don't like whistling.
I don't like mimicking. That's freaky.
It's just there's something sinister.
Right.
It's sinister. It's like evil.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Hate that. Okay. Okay, and then in the boiler room, this is the last one. There this is so creepy. They're
all creepy.
There are said to be sounds of a baby crying and screaming.
So every woman
freaks out.
Is like, oh my God.
Yeah. So, and then every time someone goes to like check and be like, where's this screaming baby? Nothing's there. In a boiler room. That's scary. I hate that.
No. Was there like a baby that had passed away? Like,
that's terrifying.
That's really scary and sad. Mm-hmm. And sad.
Yeah, really.
Mostly
sad,
but like pretty but scary really too. Scary. Yeah.
Or what if it's just like the mimic one who does that to like bring people in, you know?
Did you ever hear about in like 1980s people were playing recordings of babies crying outside a woman's like houses, the woman would come out?
Yeah.
That's what made me think of like immediately.
Yeah. Ugh. Gross. Okay.
Gross babies. I'm just kidding.
And then there's just like general like activity of staff having been like, oh, these lights are turning off and on. Like, they'd hear random strange noises, the whistling,
yeah,
the mimicking. So like pretty much everyone who works there like knows.
They probably have some crazy stories.
And they have crazy stories. And they do like the haunted tours in October. So we need to do a tour.
I will actually schedule it now.
Yeah, let's do it.
My type A ass, I've decided now. I'm type A.
You decided your type A?
Yeah,
no. Can you just decide that?
I plan stuff way ahead.
Oh, okay.
I literally got our reservations for Valentine's Day on Christmas.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, I'm...
Type A.
Yeah, I'm type A in some ways.
Guys, I'm really type A.
Well, my wedding kind of like I'm on top of stuff. I plan stuff way ahead of time to the point where Keith is like, calm down. And I'm like, I can't.
Why are you doing this? I can't. I'm type A. Don't tell me what to do.
If we do a tour, we'll take pictures of like the tour.
And maybe we'll see like orbs. Okay. So I just wanted to show you a picture. this is Bulkley.
okay.
Is he even 1892 hot?
What's the guy's name in the Addams Family? Or I guess cousin, like 1920. Cousin, like the guy who comes in. Not cousin it. There's like the guy who comes in and he's like
Fester?
Yes. Do you see it?
Oh my god.
Do you see it kind of rude. Like with the bug eyes a little bit?
A little. Okay, and this is Louise. I just wanted to show you some pictures.
She's pretty. She's too good for him.
Too good for Bulky. Yeah. And then let me see if I can find Crawford. Let's see if he's hotter.
I'm going to be mad if he's hotter. I'm going to be mad either way because, like, guys.
It's not much better.
He's better looking than Gomez.
He doesn't Adams, have, like, a fucking seven head.
What was the name you said?
Fester.
Yeah, he looks better Uncle than Fester. Fester. That mustache is on lock.
It's thick.
It is, yeah. You know what? Fucking justice for Crawford.
Justice for Crawford.
He was better looking. Not mad.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not that it justifies them, like, either way. But if they were in a throuple, good for them.
Yeah. No. He's kind of has, like, a unibrow, too.
He needs to pluck that shit. He needs to pluck that shit. Is that another one of Blockley?
Yeah.
Guys, we're going to post all these so you can, like, look at them.
And judge with us.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the ghosts, the famous ghosts of the Brown Palace.
I would love to do a tour and then we should stay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I really want to stay.
Yeah.
It was so beautiful.
I heard they have really good brunch.
I bet they do.
And then we can get mimosas.
Mimosas.
Mimosely
drunk. Yeah. So we'll do a tour.
Oh, that's so exciting.
But it is considered like the most haunted hotel in Denver. So let's see a ghost.
I don't want to be braggy.
Okay.
But I've stayed at the most haunted hotel in Colorado.
The Shining Hotel?
It's called the Stanley Hotel.
I'm sorry, I forgot.
No, I'm being
but
a brat.
I have stayed there and I was so mad I didn't see anything.
Well, the lady, so what helped was before I stayed there, I did the, you know, I did one of my stories on the ghost before I even stayed there. And I actually talked to the lady. I wanted to be best friends with her because if the tour guide. Yeah, because she even was like, you guys wait after. And I was like, okay. And I told her about the cat. And she showed me pictures of the cat. She's like, we usually don't see the cat. She's like, we don't see the cat very often. She's aww. Like, but some people have taken pictures of that's the amazing. Like cat. And I was like, oh my God. And then I got engaged.
So it was a great time in your life.
Yeah, I was just waiting for it. It was really exciting for me.
The ghosts were like, we're not going to ruin your good time.
Well, I knew I was getting engaged. I was just like, this is probably stressful for Keith. I'm having a great time.
Well, as long as you had a good time.
I mean, I think he knew the answer.
Yeah.
All my little jabs.
It would be kind of weird if he said no.
We were all like legally married awkward. At that point anyway, so couldn't really say no.
Yeah. So we'll post pictures of the people, the thruple, if you will.
Yeah. If you've ever been to the Brown Palace and you have stories, email
encounters,
us. Yeah.
We need to know.
Because we're definitely going on this tour. It's gonna happen and we wanna know what we need to look out for.
Yeah.
So email us at mysteriousmavenspod and that's gonna be at gmail.com.
Yeah, and then check us out on Instagram at mysteriousmavenspod.
On Instagram. We're also on TikTok and Facebook. And guys, please rate us.
Yeah.
Five stars.
Five stars, preferably.
If you're not going to do five stars, just don't
unless
do
you
it.
Do have constructive feedback.
Yeah, but just email us that.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, until next time. Self-care yourself.
All right. Okay, bye.
Bye.